It is February, and while Galentine's Day and Valentine's Day and my birthday are behind us, love is not. Love is in us. Love is around us every day in the smallest and the most monumentous of ways. I stumbled across a quote about love that I've shared on Facebook. I've shared it in my newsletter. I've shared it on the air. I find it so perfectly stated and inspiring. Spend your hours being love. It begins breathing in and out, setting beside trees and animals and good people, being love. Not looking for it or desiring it. Being, beaming, radiating, loving the world. It's a gentle reminder that being love is all we're called to do. It takes the pressure off if you've been feeling pressured to do anything but just to be love in any way that is authentically you. Sitting quietly beside trees and animals and good people is one way. Doing it noisily in the midst of giggling children or excited participants is another. Sharing your gifts, another still. Your heart will never feel fuller than when you do these things. Today, I've got a guest with me on Love Someone that will attest to this truth. One of her gifts is music, and one of her greatest gifts is making empowering music. You may know her from her hit, Fight Song. This is my fight song, released several years ago now, that became an overnight success. Why? Well, because life is not all chocolates and roses. It takes grit. It takes determination. It takes courage. It takes finding the strength to stand up and fight. And Rachel Platten, who's been struggling through the brambles herself, needed an inspirational anthem. And so she wrote one. She's often quoted as saying she didn't know if anyone else would ever hear it. She didn't write it for anyone but herself when she was at a particular low point. But hear it and embrace it they did. We did. Over and over again. And then Rachel got busy with other little projects, like becoming a mama to her two girls, Violet and Sophie. Along with the joys of motherhood, she's been open about having to deal with postpartum depression, pandemic anxieties, leaving her old record label, finding new management. In short, she's just like you and me. Life keeps coming. The good, the not so good, and we keep adjusting our sails. And when we can, being love. Last May, she released Girls, meant to convey a message of strength for her daughters and women everywhere. And in October, it was re-released as a full band version. Every line, every chord, every word speaks to pure love. If you have children or if you have a mother, you'll be moved to tears. I know I was. Rachel says sometimes songs feel like they come out of the sky, like a little star that I grab. This one came almost pre-written. It was almost like it was revealing itself as I played. Rachel is going to share more with us about Girls right after I share a few inspiring words from one of today's cherished podcast sponsor, a woman that I admire, Laura Geller. I don't know about you, but my skin suffers in the wintertime, and I have to take extra steps to keep it moisturized and happy. Laura Geller Beauty is giving us some much-needed love during these cold winter months with the Serum Blush Cheek Tint. It contains hyaluronic acid, which makes it refreshingly hydrating for thirsty, dry skin. A few dabs with the easy applicator and the lightweight and refreshing formula will give us a natural flushed finish that's just enough for me most days when I'm at home or running errands. Or it can be built up for a more pigmented look for a special occasion, or if we just want a little more glam. It's available in 7 different shades. So even if the one that's perfect for me doesn't work for you, I guarantee there's one that will. Treat your skin and treat yourself to some extra love this winter with the weightless feel of Laura Geller's Serum Blush Cheek Tint. You can find it and so many soothing, lovely beauty products at lauragellar.com. That's lauragellar.com. So, Rachel Platten, welcome to Love Someone.
Hi, Delilah.
You have a new song out that we are going to delve into and talk about. Such a song that we very tired moms need right now. And we're going to talk about girls. But before we get into that, I was reminded when I was introducing you that I heard one time you said that you never meant for fight song to be heard by anyone really but yourself. Is that true? Like, you didn't write it thinking this is going to become an anthem for folks everywhere?
You know, I think in the moment of writing it, first of all, it's an honor to be with you. I'm so happy to be here. But I think in the moment of writing it, I mean, now it was 13 years ago, so it's hard to remember exactly, but I know I was in the studio and I was just so frustrated with the music industry and how long I'd been trying to make it, with quotation marks, you know, like just to get paid attention to. I was an independent artist and I had been touring out of a van for years and like selling CDs out of a suitcase.
Why do I find that hard to believe looking at you? Because you look like you're 22.
That must just be the light. I don't know. Or my new glow serum that I have to tell you about.
Oh my God, you are glowing.
Thank you. You're so sweet. I am excited. Right. These days I'm feeling good, but I have, you know, I walked through a lot of pain to get to this light again. And we can talk all about that. But anyway, about Fight Song. Yeah. So in the moment of writing it, it was birthed from so much frustration that I didn't feel like my career that I had been pouring everything into was like rewarding me in any way, or it was actually like fruitful. And I felt like I'm not making any money. I'm broke. I'm living in a fifth floor walk-up apartment in New York with cockroaches with my husband and
cockroaches so and my husband. Wow.
So by the way, we called the cockroaches the boys. We'd be like, "Hey boys, what's up?"
I've lived in the same apartment, only it was in Boston. It was a third floor walk-up with my son and the cockroaches. So I get it.
You have to go through that rite of passage, I think. It's great.
Wow, what a horror. You know, the night that I really lost it, I opened up the medicine chest to take my son, who was like five, his toothbrush out.
I know what you're going to say already.
Yes!
I know. It's so gross.
And it was like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning. It's not like I could just run down and buy a new toothbrush. I was like, why, God, why am I here?
My God, we called them the boys. We'd be like, "Hey boys, all right, we're home. Scatter, please."
Scatter. Well, drop a crumb on the floor for you tonight.
Girl. All right. But anyway, Fight Song. So that's where I was, just to know where it was, you know, it came from. I was just so frustrated. 13 years, you know, and finally, I just reached a breaking point one day in the studio and I just started singing this song. Like, and it was for me in that moment. It was only for me. It was so not about anyone else. I was just like, I'm not going to give up on myself. I still believe in myself. Like, no, even if it's just me, I love this and I'm going to keep going because I love music. And so, yeah, I wrote it just for me in that moment. And then as it kind of teased itself out, if you can believe it, after that, it took 2 more years to finish writing it. Because I was writing it by myself and I just couldn't figure out the right verses. It was like I had this powerful chorus that I knew was life-changing for me. I could feel the power of it. And it was almost like I was afraid to finish it. And you know that Marianne Williamson quote, "I don't think we're afraid of our
failures. We're afraid of our successes."
Exactly. I think that played a part in it. And I was afraid of what happens when I finish this song. I could feel the power of it in my life. And took 2 years to finish, finally finished it. And when I did, it was again very much for me, but there was a sense in me like this is going to be for the world too. And I could feel that.
And boy, hasn't it been for the world.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many people have called me over the years needing, not requesting it because, oh, this would be a good song. It's like, I need that right now. I need the fight song. I need to hear it. I need to get through this dark tunnel. I need to know there's a light at the end of it. I don't see any light at the end of it.
No, I can't relate enough to that feeling, first of all, for anyone listening. Like, I just understand. And it's just been so hard lately for so many of us. And that darkness can feel so all-encompassing.
I don't think, Rachel, if somebody saw you, you know, they see you on a TV show or they see you, that they would be able to believe for a heartbeat that you can relate to that. But I know, because I know people that know you, that you have really struggled to find the light some days. Is it okay to talk about that?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking permission too. It's so kind of you, because it is hard to talk about our hard times, and especially publicly. I understand. I know. And I know that I smile really brightly and huge, and I actually on my TikTok right now have started to kind of address a little bit of that, because I have not only Girls Out, but another new song called Mercy. And these songs are talking about very, very deep trauma I went through. Like, Girls isn't as much, but body of work that I'm rolling out. And it's important for me, for people to understand that it's grounded in something real, that it's not just me, you know, that I'm actually reaching a hand down into the darkness because I was there and climbed out. And some days I'm not all the way out. And I think it's only when we have been there that we can really, like, really help another human and say, yeah, I see you in there. But for me, I went through a deep, deep struggle with my mental health over the last 5 years, and music really saved my life. My songwriting really saved my life. Like, fame is so weird and it's so unnatural. And attention after years of not getting attention is very jarring and confusing, and can really feed a part of you that, like, let's say there's, you know, the part of me that communes with God and receives songs that heal me. That is not a part of me that is looking for attention or fame or anything. That's a very pure, I look at it like my inner artist, and, like, you know, she's purely opening herself up to God for healing and music, right? But then what gets so confusing is once you get attention for it, another part of you co-opts it and says, and all of a sudden you're like, wait, that's not the part, that's not why we're doing this. But, like, that ego part, the fame part, you know, like the one that wants the attention, Little Miss Perfect, I call her in my mind, you know, like, she all of a sudden is like, oh, this is all about me. I'm the reason.
Yeah, the Little Miss Perfect me would have destroyed my life. That Little Miss Perfect me, that show off that I was born to be. I'm such a show off. You too?
Yeah, of course. I have the part of me. Of course. Look at me. I'm doing everything right. And the more I've explored it in therapy, you know, I've learned that it really comes from a place of feeling not enough. Like, it's not from feeling too much or better than anyone. I think for all of us, that comes from a place of, how do I get love? Like, how do I feel special enough to be loved and be beyond reproach? And, like, and how am I okay in the world? That's what I've learned. And so I have a lot more grace and love for that part of me now. Of like, oh, baby, yeah, you're just a little kid who thinks you're not enough. Like, come here, let me love you.
Yeah. So that's where Girls hits, right in the feels.
I'm so glad. Thank you so much for that. And I'm so proud to have it out there. I wrote it for my daughters, obviously. But as I was writing it, I really did realize that it was for me too. You know, I realized, like, it was for the inner Rachel that we were talking about, that, you know, and it was what I wish for myself as much as it was what I wish for my girls. Like, maybe wild and free and the, you know, wind at your back and the world at your feet. Like, gosh, how many of us need to hear that permission from a mama figure, from ourselves right now? Like, you can do anything. You're okay in this world. Take up space. Go make some noise. Don't apologize. You know, go after your big dreams. Life hurts. You're going to cry. You're going to feel your feelings, but you have permission to feel them. It was just everything I want my girls to know in the world.
And how old are your girls now?
They are 2 and 4. Oh, wait, actually, my 4-year-old just turned 5 3 days ago. So 2 and 5.
2 and 5. Oh, what fun stages. Fun age.
I'm so tired.
Your girls are the same age as my granddaughters, and my daughter is so tired.
Oh, God, it is so hard. And I want to, like, hug every mama. I just want to hug every mama everywhere.
All sometimes I'm at the grocery store and I see moms, you know, doing the mom rock with the kid on the hip, and I start rocking with them, like, intuitively. I don't know. It's just weird. And I just want to go over and give them a hug and say, you are doing such a good job. And then I'm like, that is so freaky weird, Delilah. They would call
exactly what they need to hear. Honestly, if someone came up to me, I think it's happened to me once before, like, someone came up to me not knowing who I was or whatever, and just saw a tired mom with a newborn and a 2-year-old and was just like, you're doing great. And it was so sweet. So I try to do that now to other random moms. I'm like, good job. They probably think I'm weird, but I don't know.
That's okay. That's okay.
Y'all need to hear it because we are doing such a good job and it is so freaking hard and it is so thankless sometimes. And like, you're so confused. You don't ever know if you're doing a good job until the very end.
Yeah. Until, you know, and even then you don't.
No.
So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Boston.
What part?
Newton, Massachusetts, like a couple miles outside of Boston.
So my cockroach experience was one block from Fenway.
Stop.
Yeah, one block.
And I felt like, stop.
No way. Hey, huh?
Oh, my God. Delilah.
Oh, yeah. My God, Delilah. Have you been to Mike's to get a cannoli lately?
Oh, good. So good. Such an unsexy accent that I love.
So while you were growing up in Boston...
Boston.
105.
Place. I love the grounded, you know, East Coastness. I living in LA, I sometimes miss the just directness of that.
So my producer and longtime friend Janie is from Boston, and like I was there probably 3 or 4 months, and I said, I need to go home. Nobody here likes me. Everybody's mean. And she's like, here's the thing. Once they like you, once they love you, they love you forever. It's just breaking forever. You just got to get through that tough England.
No, it's not fake. It's not like it doesn't have the Southern charm that sometimes I prefer, to be honest. Like I just be nice to me, even if you're being fake, like that's fine with me. But now I appreciate it. You know, now I got getting older and learning to be more authentic myself and authentic with my own feelings and like not as much trying to do the people pleasing thing as I work through.
New Englanders are very authentic. Yeah, they tell you like it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
So tell me about the sweet little lady that lives next door to you that I've been stalking you on your little videos.
Oh, my God. She's so cute.
Isn't she so cute? What is she, like 110?
She's 100. She's turned 100 in August. And I know her birthday, August 30th, because my due date for Sophie was actually on Gloria's birthday. And she was very excited about that. But Gloria is a neighbor of mine. She actually lives like a couple streets away, and she is a friend. She's become a friend of mine, and she is just the most vivacious, adorable, feisty, smart, incredible woman. She's so talented. She was a piano player, a classically trained former professional pianist, and she was an
the person who plays with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And she toured around the world. And so we met. I was during the pandemic. My dog went to the bathroom on her lawn and I just felt too bad. I could tell it was an old lady's house and I knocked on the door and I was like, I'm so sorry to scare you, but my dog pooped on your lawn. Do you have a plastic bag I could use? She was so lonely. Like, I think she was just like, oh my God, like forget about the poop. Let's hang out. And I was lonely. I was like, Definitely. I had, you know, a 2-year-old at the time. I was like, yeah. And so we just talked a little bit. She told me she was a musician too. And she asked if she could play piano for me. And I sat outside safely and she played the most beautiful piano. And I filmed it as it was happening. So I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. You guys have to hear. And it went very viral. So funny, like all the things that we try to do as artists to like get attention, it's never that thing.
It's like never that thing. It's like, the video of mine that went viral was my horse playing in the mud.
Girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I was exactly. riding my horse and my horse decided they wanted to splash in the mud and I hopped off and the horse played in the mud and splashed and had a blast and that went viral.
Horses played in mud. That's so cute.
I'm like, I spend hours putting words over images.
I know. Same. I'm like, listen to my song. And they're like, well, why don't we just listen to your neighbor?
Yeah, let's listen to Gloria.
Totally. But she deserves it, to be honest. And so after that, we just became friends, not because of the viral video, but because I was missing my grandmother. And my grandmother, as we talked about earlier, Nana, had been one of my best friends in the world. I loved her more than anything. And Gloria was exactly the age my Nana would have been. So I felt a kinship and like love. I kind of felt like my Nana was almost, you know, giving me a little substitute grandma.
A little gift.
Yeah. And we became friends and I'd bring my daughter over and she actually told me that I should have another baby when I was in the middle of writing music that I was in love with. And I was like very happy about it, but also feeling like a little stuck. And she was like, oh, have another kid. And I was like, Gloria, no, like I was so pissed. I was like, oh, leave me alone. Like, back off. You sound like my mom or my grandma. Like,
I try so hard not to nag my kids for more grandbabies. I really try hard.
God, I know.
But it's hard because they're so
hard. I mean, she's
cute.
Like, she had the distance to see me and be like, sweetheart, this is what's actually going to fulfill you right now is creating your family and being done, like doing that, you know, and giving yourself to that. It's hard when you're in the middle of it and you're like halfway through, you have a kid and then you're like, all right, I'm going to get back out there again. You can't really get back out there because the clock is ticking if you want.
TikTok.
Life is just so hard. We're all just doing our best. You know, man, like it's sometimes the thing that helps me the most is understanding that it's not supposed to just be good. Like when I can really just allow myself to be like, it is supposed to be the ups and downs. It's not just supposed to be happy. Like who told us that it's just supposed to be joyful? That's crazy. That's not what we're here for. We're here to learn and grow and get closer to, you know, our hearts. And in my life, like I want big experiences. And when you take big swings, you have big highs and big lows. And like, it's part of it. I know sometimes when I'm struggling with my mental health, I'm like, I know what God does with me. He plants me so deep so that my roots can grow so deep so that when I bloom, it can be so tall and beautiful and bright. And like, but it is painful to get taken so low so that you can go high. It's hard.
So tell me about this Mercy Project.
Woo!
Because we're talking about God and our roots going deep. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so I have a brand new song out called Mercy. Honestly, talking about mercy brings me so much joy. It is the thing that I am maybe most proud of and have been most proud of since Fight Song. It is, oh my God, D. I'm going to call you D. It is my soul's cry out to God when I was in the hardest point I've ever been in my life. I was alone in the middle of the night in my studio. My daughter had 105 fever. I was struggling with postpartum depression very severely. It was terrifying. We were in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. I got home that night and I just threw my hands against the floor on the piano. Like, I'm done. I cannot take anymore. Enough. Mercy. I surrender. Something has got to give. I can't handle this pain anymore. It's too much. And what came out of me after that was so ironically like joyful. It was wild. It was like, it was painful, but joyful. It was life. You know, it was like holding all of it. It was this cry of pain and hope and sadness and joy and all of it. And I was just like wailing on the piano and what came out in literally 20 minutes was a song that I am so incredibly in love with, like as the writer of it. I'm so proud of it. And it was just for me. Like, talk about being just for me. There was no one else in my mind that mattered in that moment because I was suffering so badly. I needed my music. I needed songwriting. And that was what God gave me in that moment. And to release it in the world is wild. You know, it's like to release what was a journal entry on your darkest night is very vulnerable and strange and surreal and beautiful.
Had you not been in the depths of that darkness worrying that your daughter wouldn't make it, I mean, who of us who have kids, especially if they're fragile medically, haven't been there?
Beautiful and painful at the same time. It can just, it's just wild.
Some of my most beautiful moments were also my most horrifically painful moments.
Yes. I mean, people say that, right? Like, it's in the very depths of the despair and the struggle that they can find the most connection and the most faith. And like, it can also be the time that you feel the lowest and the most afraid. And like, so your faith has to be so much bigger in those moments. It's like, I wouldn't give it up. That's what I realize now. Like, I wouldn't take back that night, because what I have from this song is forever soothing to me and like comforting, and to know like, no, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. In that moment, I thought I was alone. I was screaming, crying, where are you? What is going on? And I got answered with music. And so it reminds me every time I hear it, like, okay, all right, I'm not alone. I might feel alone. I'm not.
I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. Obviously, everybody loves you, Rachel, for your music, but I am so proud of you for your heart. I'm so proud of you for your transparency. There was no way for you to write Mercy except for you being in the depths of despair where you didn't know if you had it to go on, right?
I mean, I could have never. And I don't know you well, but I love you so much. I can see how incredible you are. My God, you are just a wonder of a human. I still, to this day, after everything I've gone through, and it wasn't, you know, there's no comparing suffering because it's personal and it's relative, but even mine, you know, that isn't anywhere near releasing your children, let alone three children. My God. I am so proud of myself, and I am so proud of this woman that I am, and that I'm strong, that I'm here for my girls, and that I stood back up on my feet. But I still criticize myself. I'm still mean to myself, and we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. We're mean to ourselves.
I don't think I'm mean to myself, but I do think I'm honest, and I recognize my character defects, and I try every day to work on them a little bit. But I love the person that God has created in me. I love my stinking life. I love, you know, the artist in me. I'm not the best artist. I'm not the worst artist. I don't need to compare myself to anybody's art. I like to draw and paint and doodle, and it makes me happy. So I'm going to do it, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not very good either, but it just brings me joy.
Yeah, it brings me joy. And I'm not the world's best writer. So what? I like to write.
Yeah, girl, at the best and the worst, why do we do that? It's like, the expression is for us. It's for joy.
Exactly. It's for joy.
It's like, yeah.
I'm loving our time with Fight Song and Girls singer-songwriter Rachel Platten. We have a little more time with her, but I'm going to pause our conversation for a moment to sing the praises of a podcast sponsor, Heat Holders. When I was a kid, I heard my parents holler, "Shut the door. Are you trying to heat the outside?" I heard that a lot in the winter. I may or may not have repeated that phrase a lot to my own kids. This year, I've got a secret weapon, my heat holders. They keep my feet and toes toasty no matter how many times my kids leave the door wide open. They are the warmest thermal socks around because of their three-stage process. It starts by using a cashmere-like insulating yarn. Then it's brushed intensely, so it both traps air close to the skin and creates an extremely soft, comfy feel for your once chilly piggy toes. The animals want to be fed. The barn chores need to be done even in the cold winter months. Heat holders are cozy company through it all. Pamper yourself and let Heat Holders walk you through these winter months. They come in all sizes, so everyone in the family can have a pair. Heat Holders also makes hats, gloves, scarves, throws, and many other warming winter essentials. No more trying to stay warm. Say goodbye to winter woes. Heat Holders has you and your loved ones covered. Promo code Delilah. That's D-E-L-I-L-A-H. Will save you 15% off your order at heatholders.com. And there's free shipping for orders over $25. That's heatholders.com. Promo code Delilah. Heat Holders, making life warmer. So, Rachel, what is next for you?
I'm going to continue to roll out this music, this deeply personal music. It is my favorite thing I've ever done creatively, and it is a journey to release it. And so over the next couple months, there'll be more and more and more, and ramping up to something in the spring that I haven't announced yet, but is really exciting. If you follow me on Instagram or social media or TikTok, I'm pretty active, even though I'm an old lady. Really figured it out on TikTok. So proud of myself. So follow me. I'm doing great. I'm doing great stuff, hilarious stuff. And you can keep up with the journey of how, as I release even more music.
What message do you want to share with the world? What's coming out of your heart?
You are okay as you are right now in this moment. You don't have to be any other way than you are. You don't have to be anyone else than you are. You don't have to feel any different than you feel. I would encourage everyone to do my practice that I did this morning and put a hand on their heart and just say, may I learn to accept myself exactly as I am in this moment? Because I think it's only from there that we can birth real self-love and then extend that love out to others.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I heard somebody yesterday.
Oh, and go see my songs. That's the other thing I want to say to the world.
And go listen to Girls.
I didn't say that. Go listen to Girls. Go listen to Mercy.
Go listen to Girls. Go listen to Girls, and then send it to your daughters if you have grown daughters. Send it to your granddaughters if you have grown granddaughters. If your mom is still here, don't send it to her. Call her and play it for her.
Oh, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're both going to cry.
Yeah. Woo. And grab the tissue. Thank you so much.
Grab the tissues before you listen.
You are amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're amazing. This was so much fun.
Rachel grabs those little stars and uses them to shine a light on the words and chords that are written on her heart. By doing so, her message is able to sear right through our tough exteriors and touch us in our very core. Fight Song did that. Oh boy, didn't it ever become our anthem. And so has Girls. I love this song. I have eight daughters, and I love this song so much. I am ever so grateful. You can keep up with Rachel and all she's got going on at her website, rachelplatten.com, where you'll find music, shows, merchandise, and more. Also, check out her social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and of course, YouTube. Fight Songs, Girls, and a new one. It's even better. I can't believe it. So good. It's called Mercy. Are all available now. If the world feels a little too much for you at times, like it does for all of us, download some of Rachel Platten's songs into your arsenal of healing playlist. Every song is a soothing balm for your soul. As we wrap up February, I hope you will contemplate what it means to be love, what that looks like for you, and put it into practice perhaps more regularly than you have been. Because, as the old tune goes, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. Still rings true. The world will never have too much love. Thank you for joining me once again. You know the drill. Slow down and love someone.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info
now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.